And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Chris Turner and Stan LaPotta to talk about rugby. They are organizing a tag rugby meetup, 4 p.m. on Saturday at Moeller Field. It's co-ed. It's all are welcome. So we're going to talk a bit about what rugby is and then their hopes and dreams for rugby in Sitka. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, first, Chris and Stan, you both have been playing rugby. Chris, you grew up in England playing rugby from the time you were a little kid.
Yeah, that's right.
And Stan, you started playing rugby in college.
Yep.
Tell us a bit about your experience with rugby and why you love it. Stan, I'm going to start with you.
Okay. I started rugby when I was in college, and as the United States is not like a... Rugby is not renowned there, so I started there in college about 24, 25, and I played for about 6 to 7 years from the university team to a men's league team and everything. It was something that I did not know exactly what was going on because I've never seen a video of it. I've never watched it, and I eventually started playing varsity league, and it was... unlike anything I ever played. I played soccer before and football and tag football.
What was different about it?
It's just everybody gets in the game. Everybody's being able to play and back each other up in every phase and every facet of the game. And it's just a dynamic game where you use everything, your whole, your mind, your body. It's not just like... a lot of the other sports that I feel like it's you have one player that has a ball at the time, and this is everybody gets to play, everybody gets to touch the ball, everybody gets to participate, and I think it's, and especially with the tag that we're going to be playing, it's everybody, not just one or two people.
Sounds like you really love it.
I do, and I wish it would, you know, be more present here.
Well, that's what you two are trying to get the ball rolling.
Yes.
Chris, you grew up playing rugby. What's it like over there?
In England, well, it's not quite the national sport, that being football or soccer, as you guys choose to call it. But it is a big major sport. Very passionate rugby fans, lots of professional teams around and lots of junior teams. So you play it in school. We used to play in school and then at the weekend for a local club. But yeah, pretty rugby mad house that I grew up in. It's just a really fun sport. It's fast, dynamic. Like Stan said, everyone's involved all the time. Unlike soccer, where you may be in defense and attacks going on, so you're not really playing a part in it. In rugby, everyone has to be a part of it all the time. So you get pretty fit trying to just keep up with play, move around. Like Stan said, you got to get involved. You got to use your mind to work out where the gaps are. It's a lot of people see it as this big physical contact game, but there's a lot of sort of thinking about it, thinking about where the gaps are, where am I going to hit? You don't really want to be running into big guys, especially if you're the size of me and Stan. You want to be looking for those areas and where to pass, where not to pass. It's a very respectful sport as well. That's what a lot of people know for in England, especially, is that you always have to call the referee sir. You never talk back to him or her. You have to respect everyone. And afterwards, the teams, even though they've been quite attritional throughout the game, they meet up afterwards, they sort of socialize with one another. All the feelings are left on the pitch, so it becomes quite a social sport as well, which is a lot of fun. It's nice to come off the pitch and not have to worry. I've got friends that have played soccer back in England, and stuff doesn't always get left on the field, so it's nice to play a sport like that. But our national team's pretty good. I think we're ranked second in the world right now. But the thing I find most of rugby is, especially over here when people watch it or talk to me about it, is that a lot of people assume it's quite difficult, because the most common thing I hear is, I don't fully understand the rules. And what we're trying to do is bring in tag rugby, which is a game which really simplifies all the rules. Now, I think when people watch it, they see the contact area, they see a tackle being made, and then all hell looks like it breaks loose. There is certain rules to that, and there's penalties given and things, which can be a little bit tricky to understand. We're taking all of that out of the game by playing tag, and trying to make it so we're really just focused on running, passing, and defensive work in a non-contact environment. I was quite lucky growing up because the town I live in actually pretty much invented tag rugby. One of our high school teachers invented the sport, And it was about the time that I started going to middle school. So we were kind of the guinea pigs for how to play and rules developed and things like that. And even now when I'm home in England, I play in an adult league. Even with people like my dad, he's closing in on 60. He's got the lungs of a 90-year-old. He's got a sidestep that's never existed. I know he's listening in England, which is why I'm destroying him right now. But it's a game for everyone that like me and my brother can play with my dad. My mum's come along a few times. We've had friends come along. It really is a game for everyone, which there's not many sports like that.
Can you paint a picture of what it would look like out on a tag rugby field? What equipment would be using and what's the goal, the purpose of the game?
So I bought the stuff from England. It really is. It's a Velcro belt that you wear around your waist. So all you need to do as a participant is just come in some gym gear, sort of a decent pair of shoes to be able to run around in. We have the belts. And then from there, there's two Velcro strips that strip to it. That's sort of a ribbon that's about 4 or 5 inches wide and probably 10 or 12 inches long that hangs down on your side. And as you run around, the other players will try and remove that tag from you, and that creates a tackle. It's a seven-a-side sport, and then there are rolling subs from there. There has to be three girls on the pitch at one time, or there can be more. We were quite lucky in our team that we had some excellent female players, including two that have gone on to play for England. So you kind of want them on the pitch as much as possible when you've got players of that caliber. And it's two lines. There's one line of defense, one line of attack. And as you attack with the ball, as you're tagged, you put the ball down between your legs, and then the defensive team have to retreat. So it creates a bit of space for an attacking team to be able to find an option to have a little bit of space to pass the ball, to locate where the space is and potentially score a try, which is what you guys would call a touchdown. What we're hoping, because is that people go on YouTube and watch videos of this, because there are videos up there. We're hoping that when people come along on Saturday, the best way to learn any sport is just to come along and actually give it a go and play. Because it's quite...
jump in there.
Yeah, just jump in. We'll have some people who may have played once or twice. We have some people who've never played at all. But because it is such a simple sport, it's quite easy to pick up. So we're hoping as we go along and play that people pick it up. We're quite lucky this year that NBC have picked up the rights to the English Premiership games, so you can always watch that. I think Friday is Bath Northampton at 10:30 in the morning here. If you get a chance to watch that on the app, that'd be a great game to watch. And then Saturday morning is England Wales, which I will certainly be watching with bated breath. That's at 7:50 in the morning on the BBC website. So go and watch that. Just watch a bit of rugby to see what we're actually talking about. It's a very fun, exciting sport, and yeah, that England-Wales game is going to be a crunch one, so I'd really suggest trying to watch that.
So you guys are hoping that you can play rugby again, which it sounds like you miss, and it sounds like you're also hoping to build a community around rugby here.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, would you like to be able to, you know, have group watching events for matches?
That would be ideal. That would be amazing, because right now I just kind of go home and watch it on YouTube, or because... I mean, like you said, the cable isn't really, like ESPN and all those major sports companies doesn't actually have the rugby per se out there on their top, I guess, top playlist, mm-hmm. I guess, you know. Hopefully we get a grassroots program going and we have people that start getting excited and want to, you know, start teaching their kids and family members how to play. Because it is definitely something that everybody can enjoy.
So build a rugby culture in Sitka.
That's the plan. I've coached and refereed a lot of rugby back in England. And you really do see a difference in people. It creates a lot of social skills as well, because it's a team environment. Everyone has to work for one another. But there's not a lot of pressure on it. Because people do drop the ball. People do make mistakes. But people are absolutely fine about that, because you're kind of encouraged to rectify that problem rather than... I've played sports before, mainly in England soccer, where you just get absolutely screamed at if you make a mistake. In rugby, it's more about, okay, everyone drops the ball, that's fine. Let's try and rectify it for next time. Let's try and get a little bit better. Alaska has picked up its rugby program up in Anchorage. There's an amazing place called the, I think it's called the Rugby Lodge. But it's just this beautiful building. It looks like any of the lodges you'd find out on the islands out here, with a rugby pitch out in front. And they have touring teams up there. So hopefully one day we could take a team up there, bring some teams down here. Seattle also and Washington State has a fair amount of rugby programs, which we'd like to encourage. But that's sort of a longer term goal there. But for right now, we just want to see people out running around and chucking a ball about. That'll be amazing for Sitka, I believe.
So first step this Saturday, 4 p.m. at Moeller Field. Come down if you'd like to play a little bit of tag rugby. And who knows, maybe in the future we'll have kids learning how to play rugby. We'll have teams that are traveling. But for right now, just get out there, jump in and have some fun.
Yeah, let's just give it a go, see how many people turn up. That time will probably change throughout future weeks as we start to develop. We might, as the evenings get lighter, we'll probably have some evening sessions as well. But we just... I received all the stuff from England this week and I was just keen to find a time that would fit around my work schedule, and that was the time that fit. So in future there will be variations, but you could also go, we've created a group now, Sitka Tag Rugby, and I'll put an event out for this Saturday. So if anyone's got any further questions, you better find the event on Facebook and we'll go from there.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks.
We've been speaking with Chris Turner and Stan Lapata about rugby. It's happening, Tag Rugby, 4 p.m. this Saturday at Moeller Field. All are welcome.